Now the news. I'm Zhou Fang. China has claimed its first gold at the Beijing 2022 Olympic Winter Games from the 2,000-meter mixed relay of short track speed skating. Italy and Hungary took the silver and bronze medals respectively. Yang Guang brings more details.
China claimed its first gold medal at the Beijing 2022 Olympic Winter Games from the 2,000-meter mixed relay of short-track speed skating on Saturday. China, consisting of Fan Keqing, Qu Chunyu, Ren Zhiwei and Wu Dajin, won the gold in 2 minutes and 37.348 seconds. Italy and Hungary took the silver and the bronze medals, respectively. Members of Team China thought they were eliminated from the semi-finals as they finished third, with the first two teams qualifying for the final. However, the Russian Olympic Committee team and the Team USA were given penalties and disqualified from the competition. Team China progressed to the final and went on to win the gold. It's also the first gold medal in short track speed skating at Beijing 2022 Olympic Winter Games.
A senior International Olympic Committee official has encouraged people around the world to watch the events of the Beijing 2022 Winter Olympics. IOC Olympic Games Operations Director Pierre Ducret also said that people will be amazed by what they will see, including the fantastic venues and the outstanding performances of the athletes.
I can think of many moments, but I would say the one that always stays with me is the flame lighting it, because it really means now we're on, the games are open, and let's do what we do best, which is give center stage to the athletes. To the people listening, please watch the games. I think you will be amazed by what you will see. Fantastic venues. The athletes are almost all here. They are ready to go. They will give you a great spectacle, and we can all look forward to really fantastic games. So look for it, enjoy it, embrace it.
Around 2,900 athletes were competing 109 events across 7 Olympic winter sports disciplines during the course of the games. A week-long holiday is about to end here in China as the Spring Festival draws to a close. However, that has not stopped some holidaymakers from heading out for last-minute tour and sightseeing. Chen Tong reports from an ancient water town in Suzhou.
This type of folk song is called the Lu Xiu Shan Ge. It was listed as the intangible cultural heritage in China in 2006. Every year for the Spring Festival, Qian Jianhong comes to Lili to perform. He's been a singer for more than 2 decades.
We sing in the Suzhou and Wujiang dialects, which we've inherited from over 2,500 years ago. This is a folk song for the Lili ancient town, which is a local highlight.
Lili itself has a history of nearly 900 years, with a current population of around 4,000.
The most vulnerable people in Ukraine are suffering due to rising energy prices. A local humanitarian program is trying to help by delivering life-saving coal to the poor families. Natalie Carney reports.
Tamara has severe rheumatoid arthritis and needs the heat the coal provides to alleviate the worst of her pain.
Thank you so much for being good.
This is how we live. Prices are growing and it's not enough for anything. Great. Thank you for your aid. You really helped us with the coal.
Making this all happen is a local humanitarian initiative called Kind House, which says the delivery of the coal is literally life-saving.
Essential, life important. Younger generations, they go to find jobs somewhere else in the other parts of Ukraine, maybe Russia, maybe even Poland, and they keep sending money over here. But there is still some of those old people who remain on their own.
Ukraine's president, Volodymyr Zelensky, has assured his country that they have sufficient coal reserves for the winter heating season, but having the means to pay for it is really the burning issue.
The Iranian president has praised Iraq's effort to enhance the region's security and stability. Ibrahim Raisi made the remarks in a phone conversation with Iraqi Prime Minister Mustafa al-Kadhimi. The Iranian leader thanked the Iraqi government's efforts for hosting talks between Tehran and Riyadh. And that's the news. I'm Zhou Fang.